And a lot on tap this week here on America Tonight. Hope you had a fabulous weekend, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging out with you here on these airwaves. America Tonight, the name of the show, as we navigate, as I often say, some interesting waters. You know, it's funny, there are a lot of movies out about people being stranded and boats. Did you notice that? Including one where Robert Redford, apparently, it's all is lost. He's out on a sailboat all by himself. Sometimes I think that's how we feel reacting to Washington and the cockamamie things that happen that leave us feeling the ripple effects of the decisions coming out of Foggy Bottom, and none bigger than everything that's happened with Obamacare. I mean, it's absolutely insanity. Even the Health and Human Services Secretary, Kathleen Sebelius, finally said, "I give," last Wednesday and said, "Hold me accountable for the debacle." Yes, ma'am, we will, partially. And we keep hearing that it's going to get better, don't worry, and there's always problems when you have rollouts and all that other sort of stuff. But here is the ultimate irony of it. There's no way you can take back the comments from 2009, 2010, where the president flat out said, listen, if you like your health care, you're not going to lose it. You can keep your health care. And people are freaked about that. Of all the buzz in the backyard, doesn't matter, Democrat, doesn't matter, Republican. The one thing people are talking about is that they're starting to get these cancellation notices that they don't, their insurance doesn't make the cut under Obamacare, and now they're going to have to shop around for more insurance. And, of course, the big problem is, besides panicking and having to get other insurance, this is if you were insured individually, is that a lot of people are finding, not that it's cheaper, we keep hearing this, it's cheaper thing. It's not cheaper in many cases. Sometimes it's the premiums are double or even triple. So nobody, and I don't care what your political leanings are, nobody is going to feel good about having to pay triple the amount for a premium. And then who knows what the deductible is? That's the problem. And you see these quotes all over the place. And, of course, we've heard from many, many people here on America Tonight. I got this one from Al listening to us in Iowa City. And he says, Kate, I've listened to you all week long, and my dear, I agree with you. I am a lifelong Democrat. I have to say, if this president had the chance to run for a third term, I would vote for Attila the Hun versus voting for Obama. The plan doesn't meet my needs whatsoever. And the reason why is it's unaffordable. And that's the biggest punch of all. For too many, it's a tragedy because they were happy with what they had and now they're finding that they have to pay more. And I don't know how you roll that back, saying that, well, eventually it'll be cheaper or any of that kind of stuff. There's no way. You know, it's like when people set prices and they set prices a certain way because they know. It's like a good salesperson. They have to set the price at what they want it. Because if they don't, they're never going to get the amount they want. So I don't think you can go on the, I trust you, once we figure this whole thing out, trust me, it'll be better. This is going to go down in history as either the best thing that ever happened 10 years from now, 20 years from now, or the biggest blunder of the Obama administration. Because how does it look 10 years from now, 20 years from now? But playing the if game and wait game and you'll see game just doesn't work for people when it comes to insurance. So far, about 5 million people, that's the estimate, have lost insurance. That's the toll so far. So forget, okay, healthcare.gov is a mess. We have to pay more for the website. That means money from my pocket, money from your pocket, all that. Actually, I think the biggest twist of all is the fact that people are losing insurance and they don't have any way to get that back. I mean, that's it. It's just, it can't meet the needs. But then what somebody will say to you when you ask this question is, well, it's not good insurance, so you'll get better insurance. What? What? And people are getting it, the impact on their family. Because this is just really 1 month into it. And it's affecting real people. It may be affecting you. It seems like every day I have more letters trickle into the mailbag. And if you're having a problem, I want to hear about it. Send it to us at americatonight.net. And no, by the same token, if it is incredible for you, and finally you have the right kind of insurance, I want to hear that too. Because with this rollout so far, I haven't heard that too often. It's more about the cancellation. And we don't even know the exact number of people that are getting the cancellation notices because it's not available in half of the states. And this is mostly people who buy directly from an insurer instead of having workplace-type coverage. So it's more, the word canceled might not even be accurate. It's more like you're being pushed off into something else. But what are the words? You know when they use words like transitioned or migrated, it means something else. That's the word that's being used. Transition to a different plan because the current coverage doesn't meet the minimum standards. Doesn't meet the minimum standards. So the whole idea that the problem is only affecting 5% of Americans who got what they're calling cut-rate plans that don't offer real financial protection in the event of a serious illness or an accident is not true. At least in a lot of the cases, it's not true. I find it hard to believe that everybody's lying about this. Oh, man, oh, man. So this is the biggest buzz in the backyard besides a horrific thing that happened on Monday. My phone was going berserk when I was trying to sleep in a little bit on Monday because a gunman opened fire on Friday morning inside the Los Angeles International Airport, killed a TSA officer, shot his way completely past the screening area into a terminal that was jam-packed with people who were traveling out of Los Angeles and others who were arriving. LAX is one of the busiest airports. I was just there a month ago in that same terminal, and it was jammed with people right about that same time in the morning. So 7 people were injured. 6 had to be taken to hospitals. 4 of the injured were TSA people. And at least 2 of the injured TSA employees were shot, including the one who died. So the suspect in the shooting was wounded in the shootout with the airport police. They took him into custody and he was hospitalized. And what's the latest on this suspect? We'll give you his profile, the 23-year-old, in just a second on the flip side here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources, Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips sweet surprise.
Mrs. Hernandez and the family are obviously deeply grieving at this time. And so the purpose again is to offer support, condolences from the president on down. In many respects, TSA employees are the first line of defense when it comes to airport security.
Yes, certainly, indeed, in a way, they are. That's why I've argued so often from the very beginning, as somebody who traveled a lot, that what we really needed was to spend more money in that area. The people handling the airports needs to do that, because you could have former detectives, all types of people involved in law enforcement who were semi-retired, retired, or whatever, on the front lines there, because they would be able to understand certain behaviors and perhaps stop some tragedies from happening. So the question, once again, and thanks for meeting me on the flip side, is this: why? A 23-year-old, Paul Anthony Ciancia, why would he do this? Why would he go in? He had an assault rifle, and he had been saying anti-government kind of statements, right, and had written stuff down, and decided he was going to go into the airport and make a statement. So you had passengers that were scattered all over the place that just took cover. Since we keep having these shootings all over the place, it's almost like it's your natural reaction. Man, I got to run. I hear the popping noise. We're running. And people were grabbing their bags, or they didn't have their bags. Anything to get away from the gunfire, anything, whatever it was, wherever they were, they just scattered. I think the saddest thing I saw over the weekend was the front page of the Wall Street Journal, where you could see the blood and things were scattered all over the place. You could tell it was a terminal shot, and it said an unidentified weapon is seen after the shooting at Terminal 3 of the Los Angeles International Airport on Friday, and a federal officer was killed. How sad is that? You just heard John Pistole, and of course he is the head of the TSA, talking about the beefing up security, them being the first line of defense actually at the airport. And now, you know, here we go again, trying to make decisions. And then what do you hear? You find out that, okay, he's written these notes, anti-government notes and everything else, And then they talk to people that knew him or thought they knew him, ex-classmates. I mean, he's 23 years old. He fits that same profile again of the lone shooter. White guy, quiet, people thought they knew him but didn't really know him. How many people, how many friends did he have? But they dig into the background, and people just describe him as that guy that seemed pretty nice, pretty quiet. And here, a friend dropped him off at LAX, a friend who didn't know of his plans. So he wasn't a ticketed passenger. He gets dropped off, and then he goes through the terminal and wreaks havoc. And it could have been worse. There were people, there was one guy who talked right after the shooting. I heard him on one of the television stations. He talked about that he was going through that checkpoint, and he came by, the shooter came by him and said, TSA, and he said no, and he just went on. So he was strictly looking for TSA people, and he didn't go after the guy, he didn't shoot the guy, so he didn't randomly shoot people. At this point, he's under 24-hour armed guard at the hospital. He was shot 4 times. One gunshot to the mouth, they say, blew a molar out of his jaw. And this is a guy who worked as a motorcycle mechanic. He graduated from what they're calling some salesmanship school. He was from Wilmington, New Jersey, or that's where he went to school anyway. And one of his classmates or other classmates are saying the same thing, is that he kept to himself. He rarely spoke in class except to make occasional sarcastic remarks about the teacher, that he ate lunch alone, that they really didn't know anyone that was particularly close to him, that he never hung out with other kids, even if he got invitations to hang out with other kids. And I guess his father had an auto repair shop, but he didn't go to work. You know, he didn't go to work there. And, man, it's just another terrible, terrible thing. And just to think, he looks somebody straight in the eye, TSA, then moves on down toward the gate. Man, oh, man. It could have been even worse. So, John Pistoli, who you heard, the head of the TSA, offering condolences to the family. And, you know, just an awful thing. A guy who's a father and a guy who apparently was very involved in the community and certainly wasn't expecting when he went to work that was going to happen. It's very crazy. The times that I go through the TSA, I think, what are people thinking about? Oh, just don't shake me down. Don't give me a hassle. Take off your shoes, move forward. And, you know, that's it. I just want to get through here. It's really crazy with the TSA searches too, that he wasn't somebody who traveled a lot. So it wasn't like, oh, he's traveling all over the place and he's getting hassled by the TSA. Cause how often do we talk about people being hassled by the TSA? But they're saying that this can be bad for other things, because of course when somebody goes crazy off the reservation and then he's writing out references to the New World Order and then he's talking about conspiracy theories and talking about a one world government and all that kind of stuff, and apparently they found all these writings or different things about being just furious about his constitutional rights being violated by TSA searches. And so however or whatever it was that created this in his mind, because he hadn't really, it wasn't that he was flying all the time again. He didn't have any run-ins with the TSA. There was no run-ins with the TSA, no previous crimes, none of that. The FBI is still digging, but they cannot find anything like that. Nothing. Which, again, is so strange. Nothing. They couldn't find anything in his background, any arrests, any of that kind of thing. Just ramblings about the New World Order, his violation of his constitutional rights, and all that kind of stuff. So the shooting sent people, as I said, running for cover in the airport, scrambling. It disrupted flights all over the nation, especially the western part of the United States. Planes going to L.A., they had to be grounded. About 1,500 flights were impacted by the shooting, and probably, they say, you know, over 170,000 people were affected. They had to be diverted to other airports. They were held on the ground in L.A. or held at wherever the original airport, whatever the originating airport was, because there was really, for a while, there was no movement, as you can imagine, because he got pretty far into that terminal, and it was like lockdown, shut down, people running into the streets trying to get cabs. And as somebody's flown in to L.A. a lot, you're not getting a cab right out the front of the door when that happens. You are running all the way to Century Boulevard, which is probably almost a good mile from the front of the airport. And that's what people were doing, because what are you going to do? Got to get out of the airport. You're standing around outside, got to re-rack and figure out when you're going to get out and, you know, get those flights someplace else. And, of course, not knowing what was happening either, just that there was somebody shooting. Was there more than one person? And you have to rely on sketchy information, I think, in the beginning. We're starting to see a lot of crazy things happen in airports, too. In Alabama, they had the same thing. They didn't have somebody shooting, but they had an all clear where they cleared out the airport in Birmingham and over a threat. And so they had to clear everybody out. They were worried. They were worried that something was going on. The airport's Facebook page even said the terminal was evacuated because of a threat. They didn't give a lot of details, but just that flights were being diverted and they weren't taking any chances. So that kind of thing's going to happen more, too. If anybody tries to copycat or think they're being clever, they're not going to take any chances at some of these, at any of these airports, the smaller airports or the bigger ones. They're going to evacuate terminals, and then everybody's going to be backed up in the sky. So, again, probably to me, besides what's happened with people and their insurance, really the biggest buzz in your backyard and mine. So what should they do at these airports? Is it time for armed guards like they have in Venezuela? 855-266-5283. See you in a few.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Let's take care of your family and get it prepared, and help us take care of our brothers and sisters in arms. From now through Veterans Day on November 11th, FreezeDryGuy.com is offering 10% off everything for active duty, reserve, and retired U.S. military members and their families. No proof necessary, it's on the honor system. In addition, for every purchase you make during this period, we'll make a donation to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation. Since retiring from the Army, the FreezeDry Guy has been your trusted source for freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness and outdoor activities like camping. He's offering 10% off for active, reserve, and retired U.S. military and their families now through Veterans Day, plus donating to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation from every purchase. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Jack from Down Under says, start allowing people to carry guns on flight and in airports and they'll cease to be targets. Now, it sounds so simple, doesn't it, Jack? But there's no way in my lifetime will they allow that to happen, especially people carrying guns. They're not going to do that. You know, it was after what happened in 9/11, the whole idea that you can have armed pilots on the planes, you know, that was a huge, oh, really, they can be armed? Yes, absolutely. But the airports, I think in the airports, you're going to see a change. And I think the change had to happen with the TSA, but I don't know that it will because of the money that it would cost. But the fact that, you know, now the gate has swung open, too, because how much you want to bet somebody who's not afraid to die, somebody who's willing to do what this kid did could do a similar thing in any other airports. And I think of the major airports that I've been through in this past year, Tampa, Orlando, Philadelphia, New York, Dallas, Chicago, LAX. I know I'm missing one. Houston. Those airports are very open, meaning you're dumped at the curb, you walk in, you go all the way, you can go all the way through the checkpoints. Of course, until you get to, which is what happened with him, you get to the TSA line, and then you show your ticket and your identification, but that's when he showed his gun. And those TSA lines, usually in most of the airports that I mentioned, unless it's a really small airport, are further back into the airport. So you can go in. Tampa's a great example of that. In Tampa, you go in and you get on these cars, like little monorails that take you down to whatever terminal you're going, and then that's where you get into the TSA lines. You could go all the way right before where people board on flights, no problem. And in LAX, it's kind of the same thing. That's what happened with him. You go all the way through the airport, and then boom, right where the gates are, you hit your major checkpoint, where then you have to pull out your ticket and show them your ticket. And man, just absolutely crazy, amazing in one way, amazing that somebody hasn't tried to do this before, thank goodness, but also pretty scary. And I think now brings up the fact that, okay, here we go again with airports, different thing, not a terrorist, but the security at the airports is still not that great. And in my opinion, I'm sticking to this, if you don't have true law enforcement people, they had some police there, thank goodness, because then that's what ultimately happened. But I'm saying at all these different places, like in LAX is big, they have several terminals. In Philadelphia is big, they have several terminals. New York, JFK is big, they have several terminals. So the ins and outs and all the checkpoints and where somebody could possibly get in, I mean, I guess we can't live our lives paranoid over what could happen, but I think you have to be more vigilant. I go back to the same thing that David Nance has said on this show again and again, security expert, like no other. Between him and some of the others that we've had on the show, you got to do that 180. You got to look around and not freak yourself out, but you have to know where exits are and you have to know who's around. In this case, you look at the mugshot of the kid, and I'll tell you, he looks just like a normal young guy. I mean, I certainly, brushing by him in the airport, wouldn't think, whoa, that guy looks a little off. Something's not right. But Paul Anthony Gianna certainly was definitely off. And for people who don't like what's happening with the government, which is so many of us are frustrated by some of the cockamamie things, boy, and writing things about New World Order and all of that, it doesn't help much for that cause, certainly, when this is what he's saying is they believe is the reason. He just, boom, this rallied him up, and he decided his constitutional rights were violated, and he was going to go and kill him some, or shoot some TSA people who, I've said so often on this show, it's ridiculous what happens. It's crazy, the shakedowns, when we've seen them or heard about them with children or some of the older people that are getting shoved around and have to be, you know, patted down and other kinds of crazy things that make no sense. But certainly I wouldn't advocate violence, and these are just people who are a little more than minimum wage workers. That's why often I say, where's the security at the airport when you have somebody getting their job off the back of a pizza box in Washington, D.C.? But this is, you know, this is who's there. This is the pay. This is how important we deem this. And because it would cost a lot of money, a lot more money, to attract law enforcement types to be there at these gates. And I'll tell you, all it'll take is some other incidents, and before you know it, it's going to take you a long time to fly in and out of places, because as we know, we react to the problems. And when we react to the problems and people get frantic, then usually that's when something super dramatic happens. And you'd be talking about long, long lines if they shut down some of the entry points in these bigger places. And remember those lines right after 9/11? It'd be the very similar thing. That's what you would see. And I guarantee it'll be tightened across the country, because I know there was a memo that went out. It'll be tightened across the country at least for a little while. Usually things get a little bit relaxed after more time goes by. But when you have somebody pulling out an assault rifle and doing what he did in LAX, that has an effect across the country without a doubt. You know, I say, too, here on America Tonight, there is a reason for polls, and there's a reason why politicians and the people that want to see them elected follow the polls so much. It's because they get a sense of maybe if someone's popularity, if they're going to run, or they look at issues and see what the forecasting is there. And over the weekend, I spent some time where the Grassy Knoll is at the Sixth Floor Museum in Dallas. The 50th anniversary of the assassination of JFK is coming up on the 22nd, and he had incredible approval ratings when he first went into office. It was like off the charts, like 83%, and I was thinking, it's interesting when you look at Obama's approval ratings now, dipping, and a lot of this has to do with, you know, they take the 3-day rolling averages, and a lot of this has to do with, I think, the fact that people are waking up to the whole health insurance thing and realizing that, oh yeah, it is going to affect me. So the president's approval rating is at 40% at this point, one of the all-time lows, 40%, and I would say that is a direct correlation to what's going on with the healthcare rollout, because now it's an or else proposition. You can't say, well, I don't care, it doesn't affect me, because it does. If you do not get insurance, then you will be fined by the IRS. And if are you an individual, are you married, do you have children, so all of that has an effect. So everybody is affected by this. Everybody listening to my voice in some way, doesn't matter if you're older, doesn't matter if you're younger, you are affected. You are affected by it. You know, I think eventually the individual insurance market is going to be just blown away. It's just going to go away in the future. I don't see this as the future plan. It's looking more and more like the single payer option is probably what we're headed for. Maybe not anytime soon in the next couple years, but eventually I think that plan is probably pretty clear. You got to have younger, healthier people in these healthcare exchanges. You have to convince them or coerce them into being a part of it. If you don't, it's not going to work for the older people because the money won't balance out. And then what are people going to have to pay for insurance? It'll be out of this world. There'll be no way they can afford it. So that means the exchanges would not work. Wouldn't work. Benghazi. You know, of the summer that was, which was loaded with scandals, Benghazi, believe it or not, still has not gone away. And part of it is because of a whistleblower who says he was just smeared over this whole thing and is willing to talk about it and talk about the controversy over what happened. You know, it's all about the minutes and the response to what was an ultimate attack in Libya, and Benghazi and our ambassador and three others. So will anyone really pay the price for that? We're going to talk about that next here on America Tonight.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy bodies. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Yep, we fell back. My favorite time. I know a lot of people, and we always talk about this on America Tonight, don't agree with that. They rather spring ahead. They don't like the fall back. It makes them very, very tired, or they don't like it getting dark. So when they, by the time they come home, they're driving in darkness, and they would rather be able to run, walk the dog, or do something where they still have some daylight hours that now have gone away for a lot of people. Personally, this time around, I loved the extra hour. I like that feeling on Saturday where you definitely know, okay, so I'm up a little bit later, no big deal, and I get to sleep in a little bit. The problem is when you're like a bear hibernating, and I mean, we always have to have something to complain about, right? So then you wake up and it feels like your body clock is a little bit off. Matt Johnson and I were talking off the air. Matt, you were saying kind of the same thing happened to you.
Yeah, it kind of threw me off a little bit. I ended up waking up earlier than I normally would just because it's like, the hour change.
Yeah.
And now I can tell later on tonight I'm going to be looking at the clock when normally the show would be ending and we'll have another hour of it.
Oh. It's
so that
true.
That might throw me off a little bit as well.
Yeah, it's true because you feel it. Your body clock feels it. That's what it is. Yeah. But I like it. I like the whole fall back thing. And I wonder how many people, I always think of this, You know, we talk about dumb things once a week on the show that I shouldn't have done, and you, and so many of you send me the funniest stories. And I bet you there are always people, it doesn't matter, they say it, it's in the paper, it's all over the internet, your local news is talking about it, everybody's talking about it. Remember to push the clocks back, and they always tie it to checking your fire alarms. Check the alarms to make sure that, change the batteries out. And I guarantee there are people that forget. They're late for church, they're late for work, they're late for something that they're doing because they forget about flipping the time back. Very easy to do. I'm sure in my lifetime I've done it, but this time around, woohoo, I enjoyed the extra hour. Maybe you did too. So as we're making the last couple of turns here, I mentioned Benghazi. Senator Lindsey Graham is pushing this and just reiterated that he's going to block all of the president's nominees for executive branch positions until Congress is allowed to hear testimony from the people on the ground during the terrorist attacks in 2012. The quote that he used is part of what I call the swirling Sunday talking heads. He said on Fox News, I shouldn't have to do this to make these threats. But he says there's too many unanswered questions about what happened in Libya in an attack that killed U.S. Ambassador Chris Stevens and three other Americans. And, of course, there have been many hearings on the Hill on the attack. But he's saying, you know, we're not satisfied with the information. And it's not over the top to find out what happened to the four dead Americans. He says, I don't think it's over the top to talk to survivors. And, of course, you know, we never say their names, and that's a shame. But Foreign Service Officer Sean Smith, former Navy SEALs Tyrone Woods and Glenn Daugherty were also killed in the attack along with Ambassador Stevens. So he's asking the FBI, Graham is, for transcripts of interviews with the State Department, the CIA survivors who were evacuated after the attack on the consulate. He wants to know, you know, they want to know what happened there. They're not satisfied with the answers they're getting, so he's saying he's going to block all the appointments until he gets some help. If that's what he has to do, that's what he has to do. If this is the only way it'll work, and if people get behind me in the GOP, this is what I'm going to do until I get the information, until we're allowed to speak to people, then that's where we're at. And I mentioned this about the whistleblower. They're talking about there's some crazy allegations. The whistleblower, the Benghazi whistleblower, is saying he was smeared. And this popped out initially in the Daily Beast. That what happened was there were some pictures from the compound, and he's saying that he's got a book that talks about the security failures in the run-up to what happened there in those attacks, and he denies he wrote an incident report that was made public during the week that undermined some key details in his book. So the debate over the administration's actions before and after the attack on the U.S. mission was blown wide open again after a 60 Minutes report that had an interview with Morgan Jones, which is, of course, a fake name, pseudonym for a British security contractor who trained and advised the Libyan Guard Force for the U.S. mission in Benghazi's book. The Embassy House was released 2 days later and contained a firsthand account of Benghazi and the actions during the series of attacks that resulted in those deaths. And it's not favorable, of course, over what could have happened and why the reaction was the way it was. So the State Department is going back and forth over some of the details. And it's, you know, this whistleblower is one guy against a big organization. And he's saying he can corroborate his information. And then they're trying to say that some of his information is not correct. You know, the bottom line is, I would agree with Graham. Why not just put it all out in the open? for goodness sake. Let's find out what happened. Let's find out why there wasn't the response, why there wasn't somebody that went to the compound and, you know, they couldn't get to the compound sooner and get to the ambassador and all that kind of stuff. And if there had been a faster response, then this whole thing about calling for backup and asking for more guards twice and not getting them. See, I think this is what it is. The State Department, they just want this thing shut down. Hillary Clinton slipped when she was finally, because she was sick and was dragged up on the Hill, when she finally said in her last days as, you know, there at the State Department, she said that it doesn't do any good to go back and talk. I mean, it's terrible, and you feel for the people. It's about moving forward. So moving forward and talking about security versus going backwards and pointing fingers. She didn't quite spell it out that way, but that's similar to what she said. And they wanted no parts of the State Department of talking about that, of saying how come there wasn't more backup, how come there weren't people that were there to respond right away, and how quickly could they have gotten there, and I know all the details in between. There's things that many of you have called about and talked about here on America Tonight, and it was part of the sum of our discontent when it came to controversies flowing out of, the dollars aren't flowing out of Washington, but the nonsense was certainly flowing. And one of the things for sure was never really hearing the firsthand accounts of Benghazi and getting all the pertinent information and then just saying, okay, we're moving on from this, but at least we know what happened. Perhaps it helps us in the future in an area, whether it's Libya or someplace else, where you have a small consulate and you've got people who are very, very Americans, who are public servants, who are very, very vulnerable. Hey, any thoughts on the show? Send them to me, americatonight.net.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.